You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Samantha is like, what went wrong? She and Zach had a great first date.
So he took me to dinner, and it was really, really sweet. We actually sat side by side, which I don't think I've ever done before. But it was a nice touch. And by the end of the meal, we were really, you know, like all over each other.
Well, why is Zach not getting back to Samantha? She texted once, but she hasn't heard anything.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Zach?
It is. Who's calling?
Yeah, Zach, thank you for answering. This is not a sales call or a spam call or anything like that. It's actually Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. We are calling because we have a listener of ours named Samantha, and we do a segment called Second Date Update, where we call people who have not gotten back to somebody they've been on a first date with. And so Samantha has tried to get in touch with you, I think just once, and she has gotten no response. And could you just tell us what's going on with that?
Sure. I did want to see her again until I realized, you know, what she'd done.
Okay, and what is that?
Well, she completely messed up my bathroom and my kitchen, and I couldn't find anything in my house.
Okay, so we're a little confused, Zach. So did you have to, like, did she mess it up for some reason and you had to clean up after her?
Oh, no. She organized everything by color.
Well, I was taught to leave things better than I found them.
Sorry, Samantha. We thought we had Samantha on hold. Samantha, what were you... Zach, hold on real quick. Samantha, what were you trying to say to Zach?
Well, Okay, my parents taught me to leave things better than I found them, so that's just exactly what I did.
Oh. Okay, yeah, but, you know, what's with rearranging all of my stuff? I mean, were you, like, marking my territory or something like that? Because, you know, FYI, we just met.
Remember I told you that work was stressing me out, and your bathroom and kitchen were just a little messy, I'll be polite. So I sorted them out for you, okay? You're welcome.
No.
Well, it was actually really fun for me, honestly. I mean, I mean, to be honest, I kind of like organizing things like that.
Can we just
gave me a good project.
All right, so you went over. I don't think we found out this in the first segment. So, Samantha, you went over to Zach's apartment. You have a house or an apartment, Zach?
I have an apartment.
Okay. And so, Samantha, after this date, you go over and just start picking stuff up.
Me? Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah. Was it arranging or cleaning?
A little bit of both, but more arranging. I mean, the stuff is kind of messy.
So it's just like,
you went through my medicine cabinet, you know.
Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, some of that stuff is expired.
Okay. So you went through and you started rearranging all of Zach's stuff by, you said by color.
Yes, by color. And she also hid my own things from me.
Well, like what? For instance?
Yeah.
A medicine that I take. I couldn't find that.
Okay. And was that the expired was that the expired medicine, Samantha? I mean,
did you throw it away? Samantha, did you throw any of his medicine away? Just pour it away.
I mean, I think some of that stuff is poisonous. So I just
okay, but you understand going over to Zach. I mean, that's a very personal space for Zach, and you going in there and, you know, basically cleaning up, making medical decisions when all Zach wants to do is just hang out with you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I did until everything just got rearranged and I couldn't find anything.
And so what were you doing at this? What were you doing, Zach, while she's in your, what was it, your bathroom and bedroom? What two rooms was she in?
In kitchen, yeah. She's in the bathroom and the kitchen. I was handling some work, so I was in my office working on things.
On a first date, so you just hear
her. Been going really well.
You heard her just rummaging around, and what did you think she was doing at the time?
I thought maybe she was just, making a drink or grabbing some food or a snack or something like that.
But she was taking an inordinate amount of time. And Samantha, you walk in there and go, oh, I got to fix this. And then you mentioned something about your anxiety. You felt you had to straighten everything up. Is that kind of an OCD thing that's going on with you?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I have been, you know, stressed out with work and everything. But I thought I left the place better. I mean, by nature, I'm a caretaker. So if I see something that needs fixing and, you know, I just get to it. I mean, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I left and I thought I did a good job. I thought the place was really good, that he'd be really happy about it. But I guess you weren't.
I think I can see that, but I can also see Zach's point, because, like, I don't like it when people assume that I need to be taken care of, you know, like, you know. My mom does that a lot.
You're not the cleanest person.
I know, but like my mom will come over and just start doing stuff, and I'm like, Mom, like, leave it alone. You know what I mean?
Just come over and sit and watch my daughter all day long.
I'm going to go on a limb here, Samantha. You're probably not interested in another date with Zach, are you?
Well, not if he's going to be rude like that and not appreciative, because that's what I do. I feel really judged.
Right.
Zach, do you want to do a second date with Samantha?
Yeah, we give you last word here.
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. It's just too much. Yeah.
Just a little too much. Yeah.
Right.
And it did kind of feel like my mother was there and not someone I would potentially want to date.
Yeah.
I get it. All right. Well, so we're going to call this one. It's a no then, Zach, for a second date with Samantha.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Samantha.
Well, at least I know.
You know.
At least I know. So.
And under those conditions, you don't want to see Zach. Oh. All right. Samantha laughed already. Zach,
thanks for taking a couple moments, though, for us, man. Appreciate you.
All right. So you're still out there looking, Zach, right? You're looking for somebody who doesn't want to clean your apartment.
Yeah. I am. Yeah,
okay. All right. Because you sound
like
a really
dirty place.
You sound like a good guy. So, gals, Zach is standing by. Zach, you want to hang on for a few minutes if you want to go out with somebody who doesn't want to rearrange your apartment? All right.
Yeah.
All right. We're Thunder and PT. And thank you, Zach. And Samantha, if you're still listening, for being on
Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On the Wolf.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.